Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. All right, Scott. So Sunday was a great day. It was wonderful to get to worship with everyone. I felt like there was a lot of energy in the room. The singing was beautiful.
I love August.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
People come home.
I also love how Ben keeps calling it fall.
I know.
Like this is the northern guy, right?
Yeah, it starts
getting cold in August.
It was almost 100 degrees on Sunday.
Calling it fall.
I think it hit 98, maybe 99, and
That's
he said
right.
fall. And everybody knows what he means. It's the season of fall ministry classes and programs and
That's right.
that kind of stuff here at Grace.
And we would call it, in the school, we call it the fall semester. Right.
But it is not fall.
It is hot.
Man,
it is bacon.
But yes, it was a great Sunday. It's been wonderful since August, 1st of August, when people came home from vacations and school started back, and it's always a good time of year.
Yep. And we kind of rounded third base on the way home at the end of Galatians.
Oh,
one
man.
More Sunday, right?
That's
after,
right.
After this week.
That's
yeah.
right. Sometimes I forget we're on a plan. You know, we're like in Acts. Acts is really where we are at Grace.
Right.
But we took a break in Acts because we were in that area of in Acts where Paul was visiting these churches in Galatia, the region. So he wrote the book then of Galatians. So we did a little pause in the summer. So we're going to finish up Galatians on Sunday and then back in the book of Acts here for the rest of August and on through the rest of the year.
Okay. Well, let's hear a little recap of this past Sunday.
Yeah.
Sermon.
So started in Galatians 5. Paul turned the corner a bit from the big theological argument of justification by grace through faith in Christ, based on the merits of Christ on the cross. I heard something really interesting this week. We got to remember, Paul didn't say it's that we're justified on the merit of our faith. We're justified on the merit of Christ, but then we trust it and we receive it. Now he's turned the corner in chapter 5 to how we live. And so he's talked a lot there about freedom, and he's talked about walking in the Spirit, which is consistent, because elsewhere, you know, Paul who said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Yeah.
So we're walking now free from sin, free from the law, for holiness. And then this past Sunday, we said we're walking by the Spirit in the household of faith, because that's how he ends this section, talking about how we treat each other and do good for one another in the household of faith. So I took that phrase, laid it over the entire passage to say this is kind of, he's giving us the instructions about how to live by the Spirit as those who are justified by faith in the merit of Christ on the cross. Mm-hmm. And how we live. So there you go.
That's great. One thing that I thought we might zero in on a little bit for today that I thought was really insightful was you talked about, you know, at the beginning of your passage, it says, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So we're transitioning into this, like, how we treat individuals.
Yeah.
And a part of that was conceited. And as you said, when you were growing up, same when I was growing up, conceited typically thinks of somebody who's got a big head, you know, like somebody who just thinks they're awesome and they think about themselves. But you brought it back a little bit and said, no, conceited is more just, it's not about so much what you think about yourself as it is about how much you think about yourself. Mm-hmm. Can you just tease that out for a second, like what you exactly meant by that?
Yeah, it's not original to me, obviously. I mean, others have written about it. I can think of several people, so I don't know where the idea originated. Maybe just it's always been there in the word itself, vain thinking of oneself, vainglory, having vain thoughts about yourself. But yes, the idea is that conceit is not just thinking that you are superior, but it could be thinking that you are inferior in the sense, not the proper understanding of yourself and your gifts, but I mean in the sense that you're fixated on yourself. I think that's the point of conceit. It's that self is the ruling thought. Everywhere you go, it's about you.
Yeah.
How do I measure up to these people, good or bad, higher or lower? you know, superior or inferior. And therefore, you a conceited person lives with an inflated self that is dominating their thinking. It enslaves them.
Yeah.
And it really does negatively impact the way we relate to other people. Mm-hmm. And that's what Paul is getting at here in the church. Conceited people are always going to have to either look down on people, or is going to have to envy people.
Yeah.
Because they're always comparing themselves, himself or herself, with the other person.
Yeah.
Now, that's not just a good psychology lesson or a good, you know, lesson on relationships. That's a message in the Bible that is put in the context of justification before God. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want people to get.
Yeah.
So we're not just saying to a young person who's struggling with self-esteem, hey, don't think so low of yourself, or hey, don't think too highly of yourself. That way you'll get along with people better.
Yeah.
Paul's not doing that. He is contrasting a legalistic approach to God, self-merit, versus a gracious approach to God, justification based on the merits of Christ and faith in Him, that then shapes our understanding, our self-understanding before God, so that we now are no longer trying to earn by comparing to other people and therefore having conceit dominate us.
Yeah.
But we're living freely.
Yeah. I think that's really good. I think that if you think too much of yourself, other people become a means to getting something that only Jesus can fill in us. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the gospel is that Jesus has already filled all of those things in us. So we should be able to be free. But I think, you know, it's my experience, and I'm sure many other people's experience, that we often sort of revert back to looking for fulfillment in other things instead of in Jesus. We kind of forget about the truth of the gospel, and then we try to get these things from people, whether it's like, oh, I'm better at this than somebody else, or I've got a better life than this other person, or I don't, whatever, you know, whether it's high or low, we're positioning ourselves, we're thinking about other people as a means to an end in some way, when what we're called to do in the Spirit is to think about other people rightly, and that is not so much think about ourselves, but be free because of what we have in the gospel to love and to serve and all that.
Well, and Paul says that if you back up a little bit in chapter 5 of Galatians, he says, don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
Yeah.
So to start the other way, we started with conceit. Let's go back and start with justification before God.
Yeah.
It sounds, looking at all of Galatians, the trajectory of the book, starting with the argument of justification and then into the practicalities of living, it sounds like what Paul is saying is that the person who is justified before God on the merits of Jesus on the cross, dying for their sins, rising for their life, union with Him, forgiven, new life, that person then is actually forgiven and is free from condemnation, curse, and now free to live because they're not trying to earn anymore. They've moved on from a legalistic perspective and approach to God, earning from God based on their own merit, which is a very insecure place to live.
Yeah.
Because you can't do it.
Right.
Now to a place of peace and assurance and confidence. And with that settled peace and assurance and confidence through justification by faith before God, we're free now to turn to other people. And rather than compare ourselves to them in conceit, we're free to love them and to serve them. So that's why this is, again, not just a relational lesson. It's a justification lesson.
Yeah.
And the outworking of it is not the provoking that comes from conceit and self-centeredness. The outworking of it is genuine love that serves other people.
Yeah.
That is the way Paul, that's the way the book of Galatians works, and many other New Testament books and the gospel itself. It starts with who we are with God. Do we have a proper self-understanding of who we are before God by grace through faith?
Yeah.
And then we go live that. Not just in the church, as Paul says, do you know, while you have opportunity, do good to all men.
Yeah.
But especially those of the household of faith.
Yeah. Well, let's take a second. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a few minutes left. Let's get real practical.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say that we got people, you and me, and the people listening maybe fall on either end of the spectrum of conceit, right? Mm-hmm. We either think too much of ourselves or too little of ourselves, and we're thinking about ourselves a lot. So, what are some practices that we can put into our own lives that get us off thinking too highly of ourselves?
Okay.
One way or the other, too much of ourselves.
Well, one would be, maybe we would call it preemptive.
Okay.
It's important for a Christian to meditate upon the gospel, to meditate upon the truth of justification by grace, the merits of Christ through faith. Do that even when you're not in a situation where your insecurities are being provoked or whatever. Start your day that way all the time. Be preemptive. Be, you know, lay the foundation. So that would be one thing I would say. Congregation, let's be people who read the Bible. And as we're reading the Bible, we look for God and we look for God's grace and we look for what it means to walk by faith. Reminding ourselves we're not empty people that need to be filled up by others. We're full. Christ is in us. And do that preemptively.
Yeah.
Then just watch for how your heart is provoked. I notice in my own life when someone is complimented in my presence, I have sensed in my where is it? My gut, my heart, my mind, that sort of, oh, like, I would like that to be said about me. Or what did they, you know, I go down that road. So preemptively I've rehearsed the gospel so that when I get in whatever the situation is, I can catch myself and say, okay, Scott, now remember. And then I remind myself of the gospel. You don't have to do that. You don't have to think that way. You don't have to try to position yourself in a positive light.
Yeah.
You don't have to shape the truth in some way that gets people to look at you differently.
Yeah.
And my point is, you catch yourself in the moment, being sensitized to by the gospel, and then you just talk to yourself about it.
Yeah.
You pray.
Yeah.
You might have to repent. You might have to say, wow, I really went down a sinful thinking path, or I really said things to try to position myself that I need to repent of.
Yeah.
Or it might just be you catch the temptation quickly and you move on. But then you just rejoice. Regardless, you get through that and you rejoice back to the gospel.
Right.
And you remind yourself, you get your self-thinking back. No, I'm a person justified by Christ. At peace with God, no condemnation, no need to provoke or envy, and I can live freely now to serve. And then you go do the positive service. It's life. I don't know that it's a, what do you do? Here's a formula to get over with. You'll never experience this again. Aren't you glad? You had COVID and you're not going to have it again for a year, you know, or you had the flu and you're done for this season. No, it's like every day. You're rehearsing, you're preemptively meditating on the gospel, then you're going out there and you're going to face a zillion situations where you got to remind yourself of the truth of Christ, and then you get through that and you rejoice, and then you wake up the next day and you do it again.
Right.
Yeah.
I think one more thing I might throw in is, you know, in when you're doing training for biblical counseling and you've got somebody that's really down on themselves, you know, like they're really thinking a lot about how bad they are. One of the first things that you are supposed to like instruct that person to do is pray for other people and make sure that in your own prayer life, that your prayer life is not only you praying about X, Y, or Z that's about you. But your prayer life, you know, we obviously, the Lord wants us to put our burdens before him. So like that's saying, don't pray for yourself anymore, your own issues. But to make sure that your prayer life is including other people, because it gets you outside of yourself. And then the second thing that it tells people to do is to go out and serve, like go out and serve other people. So it kind of gets you into a place of like, my life is not just meant to be this introspective, you know, thing all only, but that it drives me outward, because the gospel is supposed to, it fills us up, and we're supposed to respond to that in an outward living. And so our prayers can be outward, and our service can be outward. And so that might be a good way to get that done too.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So the internal, and then turn and be external.
That's right.
Yeah. You and I were talking before we started this, that this podcast is going to sound a little bit more like a counseling session.
That's right.
And that's great.
Yeah.
It's great, because I think that's what Paul is doing. He is clearly in the relational world of the church and of others. And so that's where the gospel applies. And that's what good counseling should be. It should counsel us in the ways of the Lord in every area of life.
And we got one more Sunday in Galatians.
That's right. And Paul is going to circle back around to where he started.
Okay.
You know, who are these people that snuck in here and tried to get you back into legalism? And let's deal with them. And then he's going to make a strong, strong word for boasting in the cross. And that's what I'm praying for Sunday, that we as a congregation come away boasting in the cross of Jesus Christ and his merits, not ours.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, we'll see you then.